Share your perspective.
Only on Cape Talk.
Taste Test Tuesday we've created to introduce you to those establishments around Cape Town that take great pride in their food offerings to you. And our guest today, Shabnam Semyab and Mosa Makumi.
Yes.
I got it right. Joins us representing Amore Bar. Love Amore Sandwich Bar. Love Sandwich Bar.
Yes.
So you put a lot of love in your sandwich.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we're a couple and we got a lot of love together. So we're trying to share that with our community.
Well, I promise you a little bit of love and it just makes a meal just so very different.
Done.
Okay, what else do you put in your sandwich?
That's it.
Just the overload
love with
of
butter.
Love. Something close to that.
We just always feel that people maybe sometimes don't put the effort in food. Like, I really enjoy going somewhere where I can see people put effort, quality, and love. Like, I really personally believe that that makes you successful, the quality and what you give out to your customers. So, yeah, Amore Sandwich Bar was a long process of finding the name. But one day I just asked Mosa, what do you think about more? Like, it fits us.
I say amore, amore, of course. It's
well,
love,
I say it in Italian. Some people say it, I don't know.
In French.
Think it's French. Yeah.
You see, it's Latin.
It's universal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, you're suggesting that a sandwich is not just a sandwich. And you will know that when you taste an amore sandwich.
Yes.
So amore is a fairly new sandwich bar in the city. We're only 3 months old, but we are fastly becoming a favorite to the locals who are craving a fantastic, you know, tasty sandwich, and they come to our place many lunches to like just grab some of our sandwiches and enjoy it. We try to be a bit different to other people, but just we're keeping it simple but also very fresh. Our kitchen is very exposed. As soon as you walk in, you have full view into our kitchen. You can see how we prepare the sandwiches. You get
what's the psychology of a kitchen that is visible to
the psychology
to
of like basically we discuss with our customers as we making the sandwich, and we allow them a break away from their office space as we like located right next to a lot of business areas and corporate. So they come down during their break, have a conversation with us while we make the sandwich, and they're a part of the experience.
But it also says you take great pride in the health standards that you are putting in.
I mean, I won't sit here and say there's so many calories in our sandwiches, but the whole purpose of having healthy, freshly made sandwiches is that you get a sandwich that you really enjoy. We do not pre-make them or anything. We want to make them in front of our customers, and we wanted to have the tasty of the freshly made sandwiches. All our bread comes from bakeries. All our ingredients are fresh every single day.
Wow. I'm chatting with Shabnam Semyab and Mosa Makumi. They are a partnership in life and in this particular business, and all they love, they pile into their sandwiches. So give us an example of the kind of sandwiches that you make. Maybe start with your favorite one. Which one sells the most?
Okay, so that's not my favorite one, but the one that sells the most is probably breakfast bagel or pastrami.
Yeah.
And the chicken mushroom.
Okay.
But my favorite is tuna, and that's because the recipe that I make out of the tuna salad is not what normally South Africans do. So I like to give it a bit taste, like a twist on it. And a lot of our customers really enjoy tuna without
it. Is that a chili twist?
There's no chili. It is
red onion.
Oh, red onion. Red onions, sour cream, some mayo, and then tuna. And some lemon squeeze in it.
So this love affair for the sandwich, the Old Faithful, where does it come from?
So basically, me and Shabnam have been in a relationship for over 2 years now. And we were basically looking to have more meaning to our relationship than just being a couple that goes out and enjoying each other's time. When we do go out and go to visit other people's restaurants, we find ourselves locked in conversations about the aesthetics of it and how we could tune the menu to make it better.
Cool. Okay.
So that conversation ultimately landed us in Amore Sandwich Bar. And we were slowly discussing it like in a space of a year, talking about it, viewing places, trying to see what type of place we would really be compatible with. And after a whole year, we found a spot that was in town that was not receiving power cuts. and it was just small enough for what
not receiving was. Power yes. cuts. Lucky
that was
you.
One of the biggest selling points to us.
Yes. Sure. Why do I get the sense that this is like a humble beginning, that you have plans beyond the sandwich for us?
I mean, we do. Our goal is to franchise, obviously. We created a brand together, and to the locals, for them to feel comfortable about our sandwich bar. So our range prices are from 45 Rand, and the most expensive is 80. So every one of the locals can be a part of the sandwiches. This means a lot for us. We have a lady that always come and grab a sandwich, more sandwich, classic one, 45 Rand, and grabs it and eat it in the taxi. And I just enjoy that yeah. We can do something extra. So
it's not also your like sandwich. It's not like your brown and white bread sandwich, like chicken and beef. You were doing bagels. You were yes. talking. Yeah. So tell us about that flair.
So the breakfast bagel is actually, I will give it to Mosa. That was mostly your idea, because when he's there, he's like, I think we need something with bagel. Like, I feel like someone needs something with breakfast, because sometimes sourdough can be too heavy or a baguette can be heavy. So yeah. The breakfast bagel is, I've heard we are very good.
Yeah.
I'm not dropping names here, but I'm saying we are very good at our breakfast.
Okay, we're going to be the judge of that. Okay?
brought one for you.
48 Riebeek Street in Cape Town. That's where you're going to find them. 48 Riebeek Street in Cape Town. I'm trying to make sense of your name, Shabnam.
Yes.
Where are you from?
My origin is from Iran.
Okay.
Grew up in Denmark. Moved to South Africa. This is my fifth year.
Persian.
I'm fully Persian. My temper is also Persian.
I love that. And Mosa, where are you from?
Well, I'm from beautiful Northern Cape, Kimberley. Okay. That's where I was born and bred. I moved to Cape Town to pursue a career in interior design. And I've been here for the past 10 years now. And basically, just to give some context with my history in interior design and Shabnam's history in project management and event management, like, we intentionally created Amore to be a brand that can be franchised in terms of we communicate through color and space and form, and we try to keep that same ball of that we created and
are
try
you saying
to use
visually
it
appealing,
visually
and
appealing,
it works
the colors
then.
Yes. Ooh. We've strategically created Amore to be able to be, you know, placed in Sea Point or in the center of the CBD. And basically our vision is very similar to a very popular pizza place in the city that I won't mention, but that's what we're trying to do: occupy small spaces and just offer this very beautiful sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, we wish you well. We're gonna have to wrap it up there. Do you have a social media presence?
Yes. Okay, so please do follow us on Amore Sandwich Bar on Instagram. And I would like to, just before we close up, to say thank you for our locals that put their beautiful products up in our shop, which is Dipbox, Rooibos, and THD Honey, and Nikki Band's postcards. So thank you for all of you guys always supporting us, and the customers, of course.
Thank you for joining us.